Gospel Acclamation. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord. They never cease to praise you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed his days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Seeing that he was in the cavern, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were stunned at his understanding and his parents. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking When his parents saw him, they were astonished. Then his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, the Holy Family, give us a good example of living the family life. At times with them, there could be some misunderstanding. But Our Lady is very gentle. He said gently, just ask Jesus. "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." So much patience. The Holy Family give us a good example. Although Joseph is the head of the family, but instead his son is the child, the Son of God. And the Mother Mary is the Mother of God. So he keep his role in silence. Many times our vocation is different from one another, but important is that you have to live well our own vocation. Ours are different than the person next to us. There's no comparison. Important is that you do well what you're supposed to do, moment by moment, and the rest put in the hand of the Lord. We don't have to worry about what will be. God will provide. Our Lady is praying for us. Definitely, St. Joseph also will keep a helping hand for us to go towards our Lord, towards God the Father in heaven. Just say thank you, Jesus. that you give things to serve for us. We can learn from him this humility, this service of Jesus without asking any reward. Just do what we can to love, to serve.